From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Ashley Caudill. Ashley discovered her love of both clawhammer banjo and songwriting and is now enjoying newfound success at Nashville's songwriting community. Stay tuned for this award-winning songwriter. Hear her music and stories coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Oh, the pink peach blossoms smell so sweet, but that's not what you come to the orchard for. In midsummer's heat, before the seasons meet, you'll be vying for the fruit of the vine. You'll be vying for the fruit of the vine.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
When the season is right and the peaches are ripe, you'll be shaking every branch on the tree. Then you'll stoop to the ground with your harvest all around. You'll gather everyone but me. You'll gather everyone but me.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm happy to be here for Red Barn Radio's 450th performance. We're coming to you live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to tonight's Red Barn performance, Ashley Caudill.
Your love means more to me. Now my knees don't get weak when I walk past a jewelry store, and I don't giggle with glee at solitaires and filigree, 'cause your love means more to me. Your love means more to me than any ring around my finger.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, with Ashley Caudill. Here's Donald.
We usually start off and talk about how you got in your whirlwind of your music.
I started playing when I was little, but I didn't start taking it seriously until, I don't know, however old you are, in like sixth grade, I think. I started playing bass when I was 13, and that's the one that really got me. I didn't bring it today to play. I just felt bad leaving it at home, leaning in the corner, looking all sad. I discovered the clawhammer banjo kind of snagged me at some point in college, and I fell in love with it.
So what's your bass's name, the one that you couldn't stand to leave at home?
El Bajo. Yeah, I've had the bass for since 2003, I think. Good fortune of finding a good one, and put a lot of work into it, and now it's I'll never get rid of it. I love that bass.
Everyone is coupling up and settling down, but love to me is tires on the ground, and that howling sound they make as they go flying down the interstate. Everyone is coupling up and settling down, but give me a sky full of stars and a mountain of shimmering leaves. I'll take all that in a long late night drive. I'll have all this and more living on the countryside. Like the sparkling lights from the outskirts of town, the horizon burns as the moon is sinking down, and the sun she gently wakes, shaking darkness from her face. I've always liked the sparkling lights from the outskirts of town. So give me a sky full of stars and a mountain of shimmering leaves. I'll take all that in a long late night drive. I'll have all this and more living on the countryside. Never found the one who could make me want to stay, unpack my bags and put my clothes away in some towering chest of drawers where they'll sit forevermore. I've never found the one who could make me want to stay. Give me a sky full of stars and a mountain of shimmering leaves. I'll take all that and a long late night drive. I'll have all this and more living on the countryside. Well, sometimes the sheriff comes knocking, or you have to go walking for fuel. But sometimes the sky looks just like Van Gogh's Starry Night. So give me a sky full of stars and a mountain of shimmering leaves. I'll take all that and a long late night drive. I'll have all this and more living on the countryside.
If you've just joined us, we're with Ashley Caudill on Red Barn Radio.
So you talk about living in your car, and of course you're affectionately named Shavanigans.
Yes.
is the current van. And now you have a roadmate that doesn't really talk. It's kind of like a robot that's not going to take you into Jupiter for all those space fans out there.
Well, the nice thing about having a huge van, which it's not a little van, it's a big van, you couldn't possibly leave anything behind if you, you know, fill it up. You got one of everything. All you have to do is run out to the parking lot. It opens you up for different adventures, and then you're occasionally that person that's lurking in the McDonald's parking lot on the Wi-Fi in your van, just clicking away on your computer, and they start to give you the hairy eyeball. Drive to the next one. Get back on the computer. Get some work done.
So you've been really all over the place in your musical journey. I see that you've been to Berkeley and all the way out to Colorado and coming back here to Kentucky.
It's nice because you get to meet a lot of different people. And that's one thing. I grew up playing bluegrass and I grew up in Colorado. And I've noticed that you get people that are all different jobs and all different political affiliations and different economic statuses. And they all come together at these bluegrass festivals and they hang out around campfires and they share food and they share drinks and they share songs, and it's its own community. So anywhere where you go where there's musicians, music fans, particularly bluegrass and old time, they're very clannish, and you feel like you always have a friend and they'll always like invite you in, and then they become your lifelong friends that you see once a year for 10 years in a row. I mean, you only see them every now and again, but you know, some of those people, they make a big impact on your life. This next song is going to be the title track off of my next CD. It's about being a little bit nutty. But who isn't at least a little bit nutty? I wrote this with a friend of mine. She lives in Texas, and she came up to visit me, and I'd been reading books about insane asylums. There was this woman, like, in the 1800s, I guess, named Nellie Bly, and she was a reporter, and she got herself committed to an insane asylum. That's a hard one to say. They're gonna send me away. And she wrote this book, and she wasn't crazy. And she wasn't really acting crazy. But the doctor looks at her and he goes, "Positively demented." About it, all she does is cry. How could I be a loony bird? How could I? How could I be a loony bird? How could I? How could I? Loony birds don't know any melodies, but all I do is sing. How could I be a loony bird? How could I? How could I be a loony bird? How
why. How could I be a loony bird? How could I? 'Cause loony birds' feathers are ruffled with tiny little beady black eyes. How could I be a loony bird? How could I? How could I be a loony bird? How could I? Well, you may say that I am a loony bird. What does that make you? With all the faces that you show the world, you should be in here too. You hurt your friends and turn around and lie about it. That's why I just can't see. How could I be a loony bird? How could I? How could I be a loony bird? How could I? How could I be a loony bird? How could I?
Good job, you guys. The old timers that were playing when I was learning to play, and they were so patient. And just other families and other musicians from when I was young. You know, they were adults. I don't know that some of them were old, but not all of them were old. They were just so encouraging, and I would see them, like, this gathering in southwestern Colorado. They just get together 4th of July weekend down by the river, and they pick all weekend, and they set up a stage with a little tarp over it and run a generator with a mic, and everybody makes their own little bands, and they sign up and they play. And those people were like very formative to me playing music. They were always so encouraging and supportive. And I haven't been back in a couple years, but my parents still go, and they tell me who's doing what, and they're pretty much out there bean farming and playing music. And those people were pretty special. Castle, looking over the city, you can't feel the breeze, and you cannot hear the birds sing. Well, the trains, they roll past, but you cannot.
maybe you're hearing Ashley for the first time tonight, but you've been making waves and even the charts, and you were actually IBMA Album of the Year.
It wasn't my album, but my song was on the Album of the Year.
Okay.
Some buddies of mine from North Carolina, Balsam Range, they're a great band. They recorded one of my songs, not on their most recent record, but a year ago, and it did really well for them, and I was tickled. I mean, like, I can't think of a different group that could have done it better. They did a great job with it, and I love their band and their music, so it was really cool to get to hear them.
I've just been listening to, you know, how you've been performing live tonight, and a lot of people have different ways to get to a song. Either you write the words and then music comes, or other way around. Some of your songs, it actually seems like they're seamless.
Some of them come out all together, and some of them take weeks, and some of them take years, and some of them are melodies first, and some of them are lyrics first. There's no real formula for that. The more you write, the more you'll write, if that makes any sense. It's like a muscle. It's like practice, just like anything else. Learning any skill, you learn to write, and then the more you do it, the easier it is. But it's still fun every single time. So that's what keeps bringing me back to make up stories and then sing them for people. And sometimes they like them. It's great. This song is it's one I like to call Pork Pie Hat. It may end up with a new name. We shall see.
I want to live in a train yard. Feel the rails rattle all night long. Hear the whistle like a low moan as they're pulling to another town. And I wanna build me a slow boat and float the river till the water runs out. And when it spills into the ocean, cast my troubles out on the sea. But when I'm running out of whiskey, my feet are tired and my money's all spent, I'll be thinking about you, baby. I'll be wondering just where the love went. Well, I'm feeling just like an old pine, bending low under 6 feet of snow. I kinda wish I was an oak tree, so I could carry all life could throw. Cause I've had enough of this fast life, sweating slave just to pay the rent. Wanna keep my money in a coffee can and sleep out in some old van. And when I'm running out of whiskey, my feet are tired and my money's all spent, I'll be thinking about you, baby. I'll be wondering just where the love went. So I'm gonna find me a pork pie hat with a feather curling up and round back and a ribbon hanging from the brim, the kind they used to wear in silent film. And with my brim tilted way up high, I'd have no trouble gazing at the sky, count my wishes on the sunbeams and turn loose a worn out dream. Baby, I'll be wondering just where the love went.
I moved away from North Carolina to move to Nashville about 3 years ago. I was driving in my car, in my van, Shavanigans, and I wrote the first part of this song and I finished it. I went to Colorado and then I organized my van and I moved to Tennessee. So this was the first one right before I moved to Tennessee. So it's about that.
Blackbird sitting on a power line, talking about a love that they left behind. That was you flying free, and you were singing about me. Well, I knew every word to that song, and I caught myself singing along. So I turned on the radio and kept my eyes on the road. And I'm leaving North Carolina tonight, going up to Tennessee, trying to rid my mind of these old memories. So play a couple sad songs and carry my troubles away, and hope it won't be too long until I can't recall. While I'm leaving North Carolina, after all, well, I thought love was supposed to be like barbed wire in an old oak tree that sprung up on the survey line, forever intertwined. But you're barbed wire and I'm that tree. I had the heart ripped out of me. Now there's nothing left but a rusty scar, and I'm wondering where you are. And I'm leaving North Carolina tonight, going up to Tennessee, trying to rid my mind of these old memories. So play a couple sad songs and carry my troubles away, and hope it won't be too long until I can't recall. While I'm leaving North Carolina, after all, well, I'm leaving North Carolina.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Ashley Caudle, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Ashley Caudle after this break. We'll be right back.
Nothing left behind him but the tracks and the smoke that billows from her stacks. Bonnie, how can you live so fast? Bonnie, how can you live so fast? Bonnie, how can you live so fast? Bonnie, how can you live so fast?
Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with Ashley Caudle.
Bonnie was an engineer with flaming locks of auburn hair. When they heard that whistle blow, those boys would line up by the tracks, just so they could catch a glimpse. Bonnie, how can you live so fast? Bonnie, how can you live so fast? They'd line them up, she'd drink them dead. With all those boys laid out on the floor, she'd be leaving with her pay. And they would shake their heads and say, Bonnie, how can you live so fast? Bonnie, how can you live so fast? She'd steal your man as she rolled past. You'd look up and you would find him gone, with nothing left behind him but the tracks and the smoke that billows from her stacks. Bonnie, how can you live so fast? 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 I was born to a beggar on the streets of some forgotten town. My pathway is steep and my footsteps are steady. My body is weak but my heart, it is ready. My soul is glory bound. My mother and father, their bodies rest gently in the ground. But don't mourn at their graves with teardrops falling. Their home has been made and the Savior is calling. Their souls are glory bound. Where your troubles are left behind you, and the angels sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I was born to a beggar on the streets of some forgotten town. But on my dying day, when death bells are ringing, they'll take me away and I'll be singing. My soul is glory bound.
We did share something before the show that we almost have a cosmic canine connection. I have to compete with this the VPV thing. So in any case, I just had a dog that turned 7, and you have your dog that turned 8.
She turned 8 on the 2nd, on Groundhog's Day.
Yeah. They do have the same birthday then.
There we go. So they're the exact same birthday a year apart. That's pretty magical.
What is the birthday girl's name?
Her name is Ruby, and she is sitting in the van right now, taking a nap.
Happy birthday, Ruby. We would sing a song, but you wouldn't understand.
Bright and shining fenders, freshly polished chrome, with that brand new car we bought in 63. The road that stretched before us was paved with light. Felt just like love. But some things just aren't built to last. Built to last like the memory of you walking close to me in the sunrise of our story. Through the years, things have changed, but no take away these pictures from our past, even though some things just weren't built over. The trees that line the path, once golden green, now shriveled and brown. 'Cause some things just weren't built to last. Built to last like the memory of you walking close to me in the sunrise of our story. Through the years, things have changed, but no one could take away these pictures from our past, even though some things just weren't built to last. Watching as they lower down your casket, and as I throw a handful down of cold dark earth, I felt you with me. I guess our love was built to last. Built to last like the memory of you walking close to me in the sunrise of our story. Through the years, though things have changed, no one could take away these pictures from our past. Well, you know, you and I were built to last. Guess our love was built to last.
You have this sound that goes through time. You have that old-timey sound, but you have the Ashley in it, you know? That's your own feel. But what kind of influences, you know, do you draw from to keep that old-time feel, but then also help you become, you know, Ashley Cottle?
I feel like I've been being me for a while now. Sort of comes naturally. I couldn't be anything else. I love the old-time songs. I love the story songs. Those of you who are actual old-time musicians, they would tell you I don't sound like an old-time player. Like, I enjoy it and I like the style, but I don't play banjo like a real banjo player. I haven't figured out whatever that trick is to make you sound old-timey in just the right way. I like songs, I like stories, I like gruesome songs for some reason. I've come up with a ratio of how to rate how violent a murder song is in bluegrass. And it's a ratio of how much violence there is to how many verses there are. So I call it the VPV. And you can have a song that was extremely violent, but if it was a really long song, then you have a pretty low VPV. Like that last one, I haven't added it up yet, but it's pretty violent, but there's a lot of verses, so it kind of evens out. And then you have the shorter songs that pack all the violence in. They have a higher VPV. So, you know, you can always count the verses, count the acts of violence. Because you got Knoxville Girl, that one's very violent, but it's a really long song, so it has a relatively low VPV. You guys like bluegrass music and old-time music. I can tell. Regular music, when somebody gets murdered in a song, they call it a murder song. But in bluegrass, it's usually just a love song. I think I outdid myself on this. I'm not going to do it next. I'll do a little heartbreak followed by a little bit of murder, you know. We'll step up to it.
Take me with you when you go. Carry me in your thoughts like an old photograph of a love that you once had, that you once had. And when the wind sweeps the sea, it breathes a salty breeze, and it echoes in your ear. It's a song you used to hear, you used to hear. I hope that you remember me when the tide rolls in and you can't sleep. I hope you'll sometimes think of me, the one you left in Tennessee. Stars come out at night like a blanket across the sky. I'll reach out to take your hand, and I'll find it isn't there, it isn't there. So I'll wear your memory like a chain, cold and loosely linked, resting gently on my breast, hoping you'll return again, return again. I hope that you remember me when the tide rolls in and you can't sleep. I hope you'll sometimes think of me, the one you left in Tennessee.
I read a lot about moonshining before I read about insane asylums. Insane asylums. That is so hard to say. Apparently there was this thing that happened in Franklin County, Virginia, called the Moonshine Conspiracy. So I read a lot about that, and then I made up this story that I feel like it could have happened, or it could have changed the way things happened if it happened like this instead. It's not based on a true story. It is entirely fictional.
He aimed to rape the only comes tailing down that winding mountain road. Well, no one saw or heard that rich man for about 3 days or more. No one saw or heard that rich man as he set out to hunt them down, boys. Since he set out to hunt them down.
You've just joined us. We're with Ashley Caudill on Red Barn Radio.
We don't really have somebody else here with you, but sometimes you are with your sister.
Yes, I love playing with my sister, but she lives in Colorado, and she's got a little baby, cutest little dude. So we don't play as much together as we used to. When I go out to Colorado, we have a handful of duo shows, and those are some of the most fun. It's nothing like singing with your sister. There's nothing like it.
How long have you all been singing together as actual, you go by the Caudill sisters?
Yes, that's us. Well, we've been the Caudill sisters since we were both alive. So when we play shows together,
dates.
It's just, and she's now not Jessica Caudill, she's Jessica Weatherly, but we're still the Caudill sisters when we perform. And that's kind of special to get to do that with her when I'm out in Colorado. I got lots of wonderful people that I'm very blessed to work with regularly, extremely talented musicians, and I love to play the bass. When I have people with me, I play the bass a lot more. I should have brought it. I should have brought it in. I could have played at least one song, but I didn't think about it. I only have two hands.
To my heart, to my heart. You
I'd like to thank our guest, Ashley Cottle, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. I'd also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host for Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. One more time, ladies and gentlemen, Ashley Cottle.
Tennessee walking horse. I spend my nights with the Bible by my side. I'll spend this life through earthly trouble riding, spend the next across that river wide. Row by row I'll cross that muddy water. Row by row I'll reach salvation's rock. Row by row I'll finally meet the Father. Though my body may grow weary, I won't stop till I reach the other shore. Through many years I've seen his children troubled. Through bitter tears I've struggled with the flock. With heads held high, we'll stand and raise our voices and sing of love that's never going to stop. Row by row, I'll cross that muddy water. Row by row, I'll reach salvation's rock. Row by row, I'll finally meet the Father. Though my body may grow weary, I won't stop till I reach the other shore.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Ashley Cottle for being with us tonight.
We'd like to thank Marco's Authentic Italian Pizza for providing food this week for our volunteers and musicians. For more information, they're on the web at marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.